This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, February 10th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, as always, but we're going to start first with the reports coming out about Peyton Manning and the state of his throwing arm. Yesterday, according to multiple reports now, Peyton Manning is still having a lot of trouble throwing the ball. Mike Lombardi of the NFL Network told ESPN's Bill Simmons, quote, "He can't throw the ball. I've talked to people who've caught the ball for him. He can't throw the ball to his left. He can't throw the ball across his body because he doesn't feel it. People that catch the ball for him say he doesn't really have velocity on the ball yet," close quote. Was another report that said Peyton Manning's throwing arm is like a noodle, which strikes me as pretty scary, actually. But again, it seems to me you have to understand that this guy is coming back from neck surgery. He doesn't have to throw the ball like an NFL quarterback now. It's going to take him a while to build up strength in his arm and in his shoulder. So I don't know exactly what that means. Now, vis-a-vis the March 8th deadline where the Colts are supposed to give him $28 million, I don't think it matters whether he can throw it or not. I don't think the Colts are giving that to him. I think these decisions are already made. And I'll say it again, I don't think Peyton Manning necessarily wants them. You know, he'll take the money if it comes his way, but are the Colts a Super Bowl contender next year, even with a healthy Peyton Manning? I don't think so. And you can tell me how great he is and four-time MVP, but the reality is they're going to need a better supporting cast around Peyton Manning. It's not in Indianapolis, that supporting cast, in order for him to win another Super Bowl and tie his brother, who is now one ahead of him. So there are multiple reports out there today. Apparently Peyton Manning was seen yesterday at Duke, where his former offensive coordinator from Tennessee is now at Duke, and he was working out down there. And, of course, in the world we live in, he was engaging in some stretching exercises with a bunch of people, and somebody who was next to him tweeted that he was stretching next to Peyton Manning. And once that happens, the whole world knows, because that's the world we live in now. But the real problem is that Peyton Manning can't really throw it yet. And is that a long-term problem? Well, it remains to be seen. Is that a short-term issue? Well, the doctors cleared him. Remember that? The doctors cleared him a week ago. He could play football now. Again, whatever that means. He obviously couldn't play football now because he can't throw the ball yet. But it's going to be a general process to increase his arm strength, increase his shoulder strength, increase his velocity on the ball. That's going to take some time. But again, if this is some kind of rush to make it look like by March 8th he could step into an NFL game and play, well, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Because now, frankly, you're less than 30 days away from March 8th. I'll say it again. I think both sides want this result. Whether they're going to go public or not, I think it's unlikely that they'll go public. Everything around the Colts says rebuild, 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 draft Andrew Luck, rebuild. And I think Manning is just trying to prove that he can come back and play and maybe make it difficult for the Colts. But again, hard to believe. Why would they sink? I think he's got like $90 million left on his contract or something. Why would they sink money into him, Peyton Manning, when you can't expect them to be good for the 2012 season? Now, can football teams get incredibly good from one year to the next in the NFL with the salary cap, et cetera? Absolutely. But really, I don't know where they were going this past year with Peyton Manning. Would they have made the playoffs? They were 2-14. Would they have made the playoffs? Well, maybe. He's that good. And you got to wonder if the defense just wore down through the course of the season when you're 0-6, 0-8, 0-10. But their defense was not as good as it was in years prior. And obviously their offense is nothing without Peyton Manning. But those are the reports that are out there from multiple sources now, that as of yesterday, Peyton Manning was still unable to really throw the ball. Couldn't throw it to his left, couldn't throw it across his body. And it's interesting because the quote says, because he doesn't feel it. That would indicate there's still nerve damage there. Now, I don't know where that comes from. I can't believe Peyton Manning said to somebody, even Mike Lombardi of the NFL Network, oh, man, I can't feel it. But maybe he did. I don't know how else you would know that. But the fact that he doesn't have velocity on the ball, I don't see how that can scare anyone. You expect him to come back from these surgeries, throw for a few weeks, and have full velocity on the ball? You know, that's ridiculous. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. I still think the end game on March 8th is that Irsay does not give Peyton Manning his money. There's $28 million that's due. Peyton decides to go somewhere else. May not be on March 8th. Obviously, whoever is going to throw money at him who is not the Indianapolis Colts is going to have a physical and have to watch him throw, and they're going to want to know everything they can know about him. This is a big gamble for somebody. And with these reports, it still obviously seems like a big gamble. Obviously, you would expect him to at least be able to make all the throws before you're going to sign him to a big contract. Now, Manning has let it be known that he doesn't want a big chunk of money up front, that he's willing to restructure or work on any contract to help whatever team signs him. But already it looks like we know where this is going. Indianapolis doesn't pay him his money, and he probably goes to Miami, maybe Washington. There are people in New York clamoring for him to go to the Jets. I don't know if that would work or not. Certainly, if he's healthy, he makes them instant Super Bowl contenders. There's no doubt about that. Say whatever you want about Mark Sanchez, good or bad. He's not Peyton Manning. So the two main teams that have been mentioned are Miami, AFC East, Washington, NFC East. If either of those were true, he'd either be in a in a division with the Patriots and the Jets, pretty interesting if he's with the Dolphins, or, of course, against his little brother if he's with the Redskins, and Eli, of course, with the Giants. And the Cowboys and Eagles in that division, I mean, my goodness, what a division that would be. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens with Peyton Manning. But the initial reports certainly are not favorable, I guess, is the way I would categorize them. Again, I don't think I'd be concerned with velocity, but if he really doesn't feel, can't feel the throws, that says to me these nerves haven't totally regenerated yet. If he can't throw to his left or throw across his body, obviously he's not ready to play. He might be cleared to play football, but he's not ready to play in a football game. That's obvious. And don't forget what Irsay said at the time. He hasn't been cleared by the Indianapolis Colts to play football. So that was another little dig at the time. Again, a lot of this is for public consumption. Make no mistake about that. But I think at the end of the day, it doesn't make much sense, despite what Peyton has done for Indianapolis, to bring him back to the Colts. And I'll say it again, it doesn't make much sense for Peyton Manning. If he wants to win the Super Bowl next year, I don't think Indianapolis is really the place to be. A couple of things in the NBA. We'll get to the games in a little bit, but yesterday the NBA announced its reserves. From the West, LaMarcus Aldridge, who you'll recall didn't make it last year and should have. Marc Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash having another excellent season. Tony Parker, Russell Westbrook, and the walking double-double Kevin Love. That rounds out the West squad. In the East, Luol Deng having a very good year for the Bulls. Chris Bosh, of course, the big three makes it again from Miami. Iguodala, the jumping jack from Philadelphia. Paul Pierce, his 10th All-Star appearance. Roy Hibbert. Joe Johnson, the quiet superstar. Darren Williams from the Nets having a good year, even though his team isn't. Those are the reserves from the East. Now, no Kevin Garnett, selected 14 times in a row. You know, Garnett isn't quite Garnett anymore, but he's still a very good player. No Tim Duncan, which I find very interesting. I thought Duncan was having a pretty good year. Obviously, they're clearing the way for younger guys. Duncan had been an All-Star 13 years in a row. Kyrie Irving, who I got to say has really played well, is now day-to-day for the Cavaliers, is now day-to-day with a concussion. And, you know, people are just more careful nowadays with concussions, as they should be. But these are often nowadays not 1 or 2 day deals or 1 or 2 quarter deals. Oh, I got my bell rung. Let me go back in the game. I think those days, for the most part, are over in virtually all sports. So Kyrie Irving won't be playing in the rookie game, won't be playing in the All-Star game. And hopefully he can get back before the All-Star break, because he's a very good NBA player already. A few games to look at last night in the NBA. The main game, the Lakers at the Celtics. You know, an all-time rivalry almost on its last legs, you can argue. You know, how much longer are Pierce, Allen, and Garnett going to play? As good as Kobe is, how many years does he have? Will Gasol and Bynum be there? How much longer can Derek Fisher play? Will Gasol and or Bynum be traded for Dwight Howard? You just don't know. But yesterday, very exciting game. Went to overtime. At the end of the day, Lakers 88, Celtics 87. In fact, very exciting ending if you saw the highlights or the game. Pierce takes a jumper. If it goes, it wins. He wins the game for the Celtics. It bounces off, but right to Ray Allen, who is 3 feet from the basket, going up to lay it back in. And Gasol, coming from the other side, was jumping for the rebound and was able to adjust his jump to block Ray Allen's shot at the buzzer. Clean block. Preserve the victory for the Lakers. Lakers 88, Celtics 87 in Boston. Lakers now 15-11. Boston now 14-11. Kobe Bryant, 27 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. And the big two, I mean, Gasol and Bynum, two very good 7-footers since Bynum has been playing this year. He's been very good. Gasol, 25 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists. Bynum, 16 points, 17 rebounds, 3 blocks. Problem for the Lakers, to me anyway, is that they've got that big three, and that's really been it. Meta World Peace, formerly Ron Artest, has not played that well. Yesterday, 2 points, 2 rebounds in 34 minutes. Why they sent Lamar Odom packing, I have no idea. One of the best 6 men in the game. You know, Derek Fisher, 24 minutes, no points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. And he's playing against Jeremy Lin tonight. We'll talk about that in a minute. Blake comes off the bench for Fisher, played 31 minutes, 5 points, 3 rebounds, no assists. Kobe led the team in assists with 4. Gasol was second with 3. Fisher, the point guard, had 2, and nobody else had more than 1. And they still won the game. So give the Lakers credit. That's a good road win. For the Celtics, Ray Allen, 22 points, 6 rebounds. Paul Pierce, 18 points, 9 rebounds. Garnett, 12 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. Rondo, 14 points, 7 assists. They have guys who kind of put up some numbers, but they also get very little off the bench. They're old and they're not very deep, the Celtics. Lakers aren't quite as old, but they're not very deep either. So I think you're looking at two good teams, and I heard a lot of talk this morning that the Lakers can still make a run at the championship. I don't think so. Not with this group as constituted. They don't have much of a bench. They're really a big three team. They get very little from Artest and Fisher now, or World Peace, I should say, and Fisher. They're going to have to get more. Barnes gives them a little off the bench. Blake gives them a little off the bench. Murphy gives them a little off the bench, but not a lot. But the Lakers do get a road win, 88-87 against Boston, to move to 15-11 in the West. They go down to New York. The Lakers do to play the Knicks tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. because everything's going crazy in New York. If you haven't heard about Linsanity, you'll probably want to watch this game tonight, Lakers at the Knicks in the Garden. I think it's national on ESPN. We'll go over that a little bit later. But that game, a national game, you want to see this kid Jeremy Lin play. I saw him play a couple times at Harvard. NBA quick for sure. NBA smart for sure. I certainly didn't think he could do this in the NBA. But hey, he got on the roster. I think he played 31 games at Golden State last year. You know, last man on the team type of deal. Cut by Golden State, cut by the Rockets. Gets a chance because the Knicks literally don't have a point guard, hoping that Baron Davis would come back, and when he couldn't, open the door for Lin almost as a desperation measure. But we'll talk a little bit more about that game later because that's now a national TV game, and you should try and watch this kid play. You'll be excited by the way he plays. Averaging about 23-8 his first three games where he played significant minutes in the NBA. Really astonishing and a great story. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford. Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-219-6876. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-219-6876. 800-219-6876. That's 800-219-6876.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Get your NFL news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transition.
transferable warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MY-TV. 877-509-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MY-TV. 877-509-MY-TV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Back to the NBA. A few other games to talk about. The Warriors go out to Denver to play the Nuggets. Warriors 109, Nuggets 101. Nuggets in a mini free fall here. They were 15-7. Now they're 15-12 as they lose their fifth in a row. It was the Steph Curry show. If you watch the highlights, Golden State moves to 9-14. Again, they're in the wrong conference to me in the West as opposed to the East. They're a young team. I think Mark Jackson's going to do a good job there. Yesterday, Steph Curry, unbelievable, 13-17 from the field, including 6-9 from three, but a complete game, 36 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, an unbelievable game. Only one turnover for him, and 36 minutes. Monte Ellis, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. David Lee, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. I like them. They're a nice young team. I don't know if they can get to the playoffs this year. Again, they're in the wrong conference in the East. They absolutely would make the playoffs. Golden State 109, Denver 101 in Denver. Aaron Aflalo goes off for Denver, 26 points. Nene, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Ty Lawson, the point guard, 11 points, 10 assists. And Kenneth Faried, who, you know, set all kinds of rebounding records in college, 8 points, 10 rebounds in 22 minutes. Al Harrington off the bench with 11. But Golden State beats the Nuggets 109-101, a very good road win. Again, Denver are losing 5 games in a row now. The Rockets go to Phoenix to play the Suns. We talked about the Rockets. They're a pretty good team. They beat the Suns in Phoenix. Rockets 96, Suns 89. Rockets go to 16-11. Phoenix drops to 11-15. Luis Scola, 16 points, 6 rebounds. Lowry, 14 points, 2 rebounds. D'Alembert, only 4 points, but 7 rebounds. They get a lot of bench scoring, the Rockets do. Patterson, 14 off the bench. Budinger, who was the high scorer the night before with 22, 12.7 rebounds off the bench. Dragic, the backup point guard, 11 points, 11 assists. Hill, 10 points off the bench. Lee, 10 points off the bench. I mean, they had five guys in double figures off the bench for Houston. And Kevin Martin, I don't know if there's something wrong with him. 13 minutes, only 2 points. He's a very, very good player. Rockets 96, Suns 89, Channing Frye, a season high for him, 21 points and 10 rebounds. Gortat, the center who came over from Orlando after being Dwight Howard's backup, having a pretty good year there, 16 points, 9 rebounds. Steve Nash, all-star again, 7-7 from the field, 14 points, 13 rebounds. 13 assists. You think he might have wanted to shoot more if you're 7-7 on that team. Grant Hill, 11.6 rebounds, 4 assists. Michael Redd, off the bench, coming back this year, he scored 11. He's a heck of a player when healthy, an unbelievable shooter, but the Rockets get the win. Houston, 96. Phoenix, 89. One other game, Oklahoma City goes out to Sacramento. to play the Kings, but it's the Kings who come away with the victory. Kings 106, Oklahoma City 101. A very good win for Sacramento again. They've got a nice young team. Cousins, 19 points, 9 rebounds. Marcus Thornton, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He did foul out of the game. Evans, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Thompson, 11 points, 10 rebounds. Again, they've got a nice team, the Kings. They're only 10-16. They're also stuck in the West with teams like Golden State. For Oklahoma City, Westbrook, 33 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Personally, I don't think he should take more shots than Kevin Durant. He goes 15 for 26 last night. Kevin Durant, 9 for 19. Durant, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Harden off the bench, arguably the best sixth man in the game this year. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3rd assists. Obviously, he comes off the bench because Westbrook and Durant combined might be the best backcourt in basketball. Ibaka, unbelievable. 6 points, 9 rebounds, 10 blocks. He did foul out of the game. Wasn't enough to help out Oklahoma City. The Kings 106. The Oklahoma City Thunder 101. Oklahoma City drops to 20-6. Sacramento up to 10-16. A few other miscellaneous notes. Tiger Woods, you probably saw, he's playing in his first tournament of the year, the AT&T Pebble Beach Classic. It's the Pro-Am. He's playing with Tony Romo. Individually, Woods shoots a 68, 4 under par. He's tied for 15th. Again, people make a big deal, 6 birdies, 2 bogeys. Tiger Woods, to me now, is just another good golfer. We've talked about it ad nauseum over the last year. Can he win a major? Yes. Can he win 5 majors? I don't think so. Can he win a golf tournament? Yes. But he's just another guy until proven otherwise. Is he back to where he was? Again, I don't think you can duplicate the things that were going on in his life at the time that almost in a sick way gave him an edge. I don't think he's getting to 19. And obviously I think he brought that upon himself. But at least after round one, he's 4 under 68, tied for 15th at the AT&T Pebble Beach Classic. A few other notes, some NFL notes still sticking around in addition to the Peyton Manning story, which obviously is a huge story. In New York, it's the same old story from 4 years ago. The Giants win the Super Bowl. Everybody wants to get paid. You know how that's going to be. But it seems to me Victor Cruz, big headlines in the New York papers today. He made the league minimum last year, $450,000. He's slated to make $490,000 next year. All he did was become the greatest receiver yardage-wise in the history of the New York Giants. So you got to think they're going to do something for the guy. Again, made the league minimum. Said I'm not complaining about that. I was happy for the opportunity. But he did have over 1,500 yards in reception to shatter the all-time Giants record. He is the all-time Giants record holder in yardage for a season. So it seems to me they're going to have to do something for him. O.C. Umenyiori, you know, he's been complaining for a few years about his contract. Cruz has 1 year left. O.C. has 1 year left. Don't know what the Giants are going to do with these guys. You know, at a minimum, they would have to give them extensions at big numbers. Don't know if they're prepared to do that or not. The main wide receiver issue, in addition to Cruz, who is under contract, but the one who's not under contract is Mario Manningham. And by now you've either heard or heard about the Belichick tapes, if you will, where he was mic'd up for the Super Bowl. And for the very last drive, he said, let's still not let them throw the ball to Cruz and Nix. Keep it out of their hands. Make them throw it to Manningham. Make them throw it to Bear Pasco. And, of course, that's just what Eli did with 3 completions to Manningham on that latest super drive by Eli and the Giants to beat the Patriots again. Now, Manningham's a free agent, and the view seems to be that somebody's going to throw stupid money at Manningham and he's going to go somewhere else. But we'll have to see. Maybe there'd be a little home team discount. But, you know, look at what Deion Branch did with the Patriots. Super Bowl MVP, Seattle threw a ton of money at him, so he went to Seattle for 3 or 4 years. Came back to the Patriots. But now that you have that Super Bowl ring, maybe you want to go get the money and come back later. Would be wise if the Giants can keep Manningham, Cruz, and, of course, Akeem Nicks together. That would be fantastic. They're going to have a weak spot at tight end. Ballard tore his ACL. They've got some issues there. But the Giants, this is always the problem. They should give OC something. He's been unbelievable for them. Easy for me to say, not my money. I think he has 1 year left at $3.5 million. Cruz, 1 year left at $490,000. Another guy, Brandon Jacobs, has 1 year left at $4.5 million. Kind of hard to believe you'd pay Brandon Jacobs $4.5 million. Again, likes to dance too much on his feet instead of knocking people over. Made a lot of enemies in New York this year with the stuff he said. So we'll have to see. The Giants have a lot of issues to answer. And those are four of them. Manningham, Cruz, OC Umanura, and Brandon Jacobs. But hey, they're Super Bowl champions. You should expect to have to go in more. But the salary cap is the salary cap is the salary cap. One baseball note now, Nelson Cruz, who was unbelievable for Texas, signed a 2-year, $16 million contract to avoid arbitration. Cruz, of course, has become a very big hitter in that Texas lineup. Texas looking to make another run back this year. Good idea for both sides, it seems to me. Nelson Cruz gets 2 years, $16 million from Texas, from the Texas Rangers to avoid arbitration. Couple of Mets minor leaguers, catcher Charles Doyle and pitcher Scott Moviel, have been suspended 50 games each under baseball's minor league drug program. Both were penalized earlier this week for second violations involving a drug of abuse. No details as to exactly what that was. Again, you give baseball credit for having this minor league drug policy, but you still don't know if there's other things out there. It seems that the bad guys are always ahead of the good guys. It's true in the Olympics. It's true in a sport like horse racing with respect to what the horses get. We've seen it in the Olympics forever. And yes, the Olympics have a good testing procedure now, as does Major League Baseball, but, and you just don't know what the butt is going to be. In basketball, the Atlanta Hawks have signed 36-year-old center Eric Dampier to a 10-day contract. Obviously, Al Horford is hurt, and Jason Collins, the backup, is hurt as well. So Dampier, who wasn't very good, wasn't very mobile last year, is coming back into the league on a 10-day contract. Finally, from miscellaneous stuff in hockey, it was announced officially yesterday that the Winter Classic will be played in the Big House in Michigan. The NHL announced that the Red Wings will host the Toronto Maple Leafs at Michigan Stadium in the 2013 Winter Classic on New Year's Day, on January 1st, 2013. Obviously, no football conflicts for next year, for the first day of next year. But that should be very exciting. Michigan has already played a hockey game there in the Big House. I think there were 104,000. Depending on whether they want to break that record or not, they'll probably find a way to add a few more seats, another 500 or whatever, to somehow set the all-time record for a hockey game anywhere in the history of the world. Right now, it is a hockey game, because Michigan did play an outdoor hockey game in Michigan Stadium this past year. But now, January 1, 2013, at Michigan Stadium, Toronto Maple Leafs come down to play the Red Wings. And again, what has become, I hate to say it, I'm a big hockey fan, it's become really the premier game of the year. The ratings and the publicity and the coverage, and especially in 2013, I think, where you'll set all kinds of records for attendance. There should be six figures in the stadium. I know Michigan hockey is very big and Red Berenson's been there forever, but I don't think a Michigan hockey game is going to outdraw a Detroit Red Wings hockey game, although it'll be interesting to see. That's January 1st, 2013. The Winter Classic, I think it's going to break all kinds of attendance records for the history of hockey anywhere, any place, any time. We'll get the college basketball and the NHL scores after these messages. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at supplylineelectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. Supply Line Electric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com, your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7 online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few college basketball games to talk about. The main one was Murray State trying to complete their undefeated regular season home yesterday to Tennessee State, a not very good team. Murray State seems to be in command at the half, up 40-33, but it all went bad in the second half for Murray State as Tennessee State outscores them 39-28 in the second half to take the win. Tennessee State 72, Murray State 68. It really was a one-man show for Murray State. Isaiah Cannon, who is their main man, 10 for 13 from the field, 31 points, 7 for 10 from 3, but not enough. Only one other guy scored in double figures, Dante Poole, with 10 points from Murray State. He was the only other guy in double figures. Tennessee State, Robert Covington, had a nice game, 17 points for Tennessee State. Patrick Miller with 12. Kenny Moore off the bench with 16 points for Tennessee State, and Jordan Cyphers with 10 off the bench. Again, it's very interesting because already people are painting scenarios where Murray State doesn't make the tournament. They have a bracket buster game coming up with St. Mary's, and we'll get to St. Mary's in a minute as well, as they got hammered last night. But everybody thought Murray State could run the table except maybe for 16th-ranked St. Mary's. But yesterday, Tennessee State makes Murray State a 23-1 team, the last of the undefeateds in Division I. They'll certainly fall out of the top 10. Again, Tennessee State not viewed to be a very good team now, 16-10, but with a very weak RPI. So Murray State's dream season at least is over, although obviously they can win their conference, make the tournament. But the issue is now some people think if they lose to St. Mary's and then lose in their tournament, which is a possibility, of course, now, that they won't even get a bid. That would be hard to do from a team that's 23-1. But again, when you look at their schedule, it hasn't been very tough. A win over St. Mary's, and the game will be played at Murray State, a win over St. Mary's would really solidify. They're not going to get a 1 or a 2 or even a 3 now, I don't think. They're going to drop, obviously, in the poll. But they do lose to Tennessee State. They have had a good season to date, obviously 23-1. Isaiah Cannon is a legit player. But we'll have to see what shakes out for them the last few games and their conference tournament. But they lose in the conference to Tennessee State. Tennessee State 72, Murray State 68. The team we were just talking about, St. Mary's, also a very good team. But they had to go to Gonzaga last night, and you know Gonzaga is always good. Gonzaga hammers St. Mary's at home, 73-59. Gonzaga up 3 at the half, but they draw away to win by 14. Kevin Pangos, 27 points, 5 for 6 from 3-point land. Elias Harris with 10 and 10 rebounds. Robert Sacre with 12 and 9 rebounds. They've got a pretty good team, as always, Gonzaga. No superstars, but they have a very good team. They're 19-4. St. Mary's, again, ranked 16th prior to this game. They'll go down as well. They have a very good point guard, Matt Dellavedova, 20 points yesterday, 4 assists. He's a very good player. Waldo had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 11 points for Page. St. Mary's, you don't really know him. Their point guard is legit. It'll be an interesting game, frankly, St. Mary's against Murray State at Murray State. Again, St. Mary's obviously wants to make the tournament as well. They've got a good resume, I think, for an at-large bid. Right now they're 22-3. Gonzaga, as we said, 19-4. A few other top 25 games. Number 21, Wisconsin, goes to Minnesota, and Wisconsin beats Minnesota 68-61 in overtime. Jordan Taylor, 27 points. Taylor, a Minnesota native, but goes to Wisconsin, comes back to Minnesota, and beats Minnesota 68-61. Jordan Taylor, the leading scorer, with 27 points. Wisconsin, a pretty good team, now 19-6. Minnesota drops to 17-8. A couple of other games, number 23, Indiana at home, beating Illinois 84-71. Indiana now 19-6. Crean doing a very good job at Indiana. Illinois drops to 16-8. Cody Zeller for Indiana, 22 points, 5 rebounds, as Indiana picks up another home win, Indiana 84, Illinois 71. Number 20, Mississippi State at home against Ole Miss. Mississippi State goes to 19-5 with a 70-60 win over Mississippi. Mississippi drops to 14-9. Arnett Moultrie, if you saw the highlights, he must have had about 7 alley-oop dunks. He led Mississippi State with 18. Obviously, always a grudge match, Mississippi at Mississippi State. Mississippi State a little better this year, ranked 20th in the country, looking for the tournament. Mississippi probably going to have to make a run in the tournament as they drop to 14-9. That's it for top 25 basketball yesterday, but the big story, of course, is that Murray State gets defeated, undefeated season by the books now. And again, we'll have to see how they do against St. Mary's, and we'll have to see how they do in their conference tournament at the end of the season as well. A lot of games in the NHL yesterday. We'll go through a few of them. Winnipeg in Washington to play the Capitals. In a shootout, the Winnipeg Jets beat Washington. Winnipeg 3, Washington 2. Alex Ovechkin with his 23rd. Capitals actually go up 2-0 as Alexander Semin scores his 14th in the middle of the second period. But Winnipeg comes roaring back. Evander Kane scores his 19th. And then 12 seconds later, Dustin Byfuglien, if you saw the highlights, takes a slap shot from the red line. I think it was deflected on the way in, so it bounces into the goal, his 7th of the year unassisted. Ties up the game at 2. Then in the shootout, Ovechkin scores for the Capitals, but Blake Wheeler and Brian Little, with Little getting the game winner, score for the Jets. So the Jets get a good shootout win in Washington. Winnipeg 3, Washington 2. Of course, the Capitals do get that 1 point for the tie. Winnipeg now 26-24, 6 overtime losses. The Capitals 28-21, 5 overtime losses. Very exciting game at the Garden. I watched a lot of this game. Tampa Bay forcing overtime with 2 goals. Tying up the game at 3. Then there was an overtime. The Rangers win the game in overtime. Rangers 4, Tampa Bay 3. Steven Stamkos scores his league-leading 36th goal for Tampa Bay. Vinny LeCavalier scores his 21st. Callahan scores his 18th, and Brian Boyle ties up the game for the Rangers midway through the third period with his 5th. 3-3, they go to overtime. And then if you saw the play, they showed it a number of times on SportsCenter, but obviously if you watch the game on MSG, you saw it last night. Turnover in the Washington, in the Tampa Bay zone, Delzato flips it to Artem Anisimov. He looks like he's coming in to shoot, but he throws it over to the right side to Brad Richards, who actually really has to tug his stick back as he's going down to get a shot off. But he does put it into the net to win the game at 2:37 of overtime. Rangers 4, Tampa Bay 3. Derek Stepan also had his 11th goal of the year. Bruno Gervais, his 4th of the year for Tampa. Stepan, obviously, for the Rangers. A very good win for the Rangers. Rangers 4, Tampa Bay 3 in overtime. Rangers having an unbelievable year, 34-13, 5 overtime losses. Tampa Bay hovering around 500, 23-24, and 6 overtime losses, which, of course, is what happened to them last night. Toronto goes down to Philly to play the Flyers. You know I like the Flyers to win the Stanley Cup. They've been good. They could be better, but they've been good with Bobrovsky in goal now. Yesterday, Philadelphia 4, Toronto 3. Scott Hartnell gets the scoring open for the Flyers with his 26th of the year, a back-and-forth game. Tyler Bozak with 2 goals for the Maple Leafs, his 11th and 12th, not enough. Philly 4, Toronto 3, Claude Giroux scores his 21st of the year. Braden Schenn gets what proves to be the winner at 15:07 of the final period. He scores his 6th of the year. That's the difference. Flyers 4, Toronto 3. The Flyers 31-16 and 7 overtime losses. The Maple Leafs 28-21 and 6 overtime losses. St. Louis having a good year, going to New Jersey to play the Devils. The Devils were down early, but they've certainly roared back to be a very good team now. Yesterday in a shootout, however, the Blues win in New Jersey. St. Louis 4, New Jersey 3. Zach Parise opened the scoring his 21st of the year in the first period. Patrick Elias would eventually score his 19th to tie up the game for the Devils late in the game. Chris Stewart with his 11th for St. Louis. Patrick Berglund, his 13th for St. Louis. That's the game that sent it into overtime. No scoring in the overtime. In the shootout, only one goal by T.J. Oshie for St. Louis. St. Louis 4, New Jersey 3. Again, the Blues are a pretty good team now, 32-14 with 7 overtime losses. The Devils more than holding their own after starting slowly this year, 31-19 and 4 overtime losses. Again, both teams get 1 point for the regulation tie. The Blues walk away with 2 points. Nashville goes up to Ottawa to play the Senators. Ottawa 4, Nashville 3. Jason Spezza gets his 21st and 22nd goals. For Ottawa, Chris Phillips scores his first two goals of the year, with his fourth being the game winner at 13:35 of the third period. Ottawa 4, Nashville 3. Martin Erat did score his 13th with 10 seconds left in the game to make it a 4-3 game, but of course, not enough. Ottawa 4, Nashville 3. Vancouver goes to Minnesota to play the Wild. Vancouver 5, Minnesota 2. Danny Heatley starts the scoring for Minnesota, but Vancouver comes roaring back. Daniel Sedin scores his 24th. His brother Henrik Sedin scores his 12th. Devin Setoguchi with his 11th for Minnesota. Ryan Kessler ends the scoring with his 18th of the year for Vancouver. Vancouver 5, Minnesota 2. Vancouver 34-15 and 5. Minnesota 25-21 and 8. One other game to look at in the NHL. Calgary goes to Phoenix to play the Coyotes. Phoenix wins the game 2-1. Taylor Pratt opens the scoring for Phoenix with his 7th of the year. Olli Jokinen scores his 17th to tie up the game in the third period. And then in overtime, it's Shane Doan with his 16th of the year. Wins the game for Phoenix at 3:05 of overtime. Phoenix 2, Calgary 1. Calgary 25-22 and 8 overtime losses. Phoenix 26-21 and 8 overtime losses. I want to take a quick look at the standings in the NHL. In the East, the Rangers have the most points. Again, having a heck of a year, they have been able to give Lundqvist some rest. Marty Baron has been an excellent backup goalie for the Rangers. They had him last year, but he got hurt. This year, I saw an interview with Tortorella, and what the King, Henrik Lundqvist, needs is rest. He always seems to be playing the last 20 games, hoping the Rangers will be in the eighth spot. Right now, the Rangers have the most points in the Eastern Conference. Obviously, they lead the Atlantic Division. They have 73 points. Boston leads the Northeast Division with 68 points. Florida leads the Southeast Division with 61 points. So those would be your three division winners right now. So Philly, even though they have 69 points, second in the East, they would be seeded fourth. New Jersey, as we said, has made a great comeback, 66 points to be fifth. Pittsburgh, still without Sidney Crosby, 65 points to be sixth. Ottawa 7th with 63 points. Toronto 8th right now with 62 points. Washington just on the outside looking in with 61 points. And the Winnipeg Jets with 58. After that, you go all the way back to Montreal on 11th with 53. But they're 9 points and 3 teams out of a playoff berth. So obviously, they still have a ways to go, obviously. But they're going to have their work cut out for them. In the West, Detroit has taken its probably, in their view, rightful place at the top in the Western Conference, 36-17, two overtime losses for 74 points. They lead the Central. Vancouver leads the Northwest Division with 73 points. San Jose leads the Pacific Division with 64 points. Again, those are your three division leaders. So St. Louis, despite having 71 points more than San Jose, is right now ranked fourth. The Blues with 71. Nashville fifth with 69. The Blackhawks sixth with 65. The Kings seventh with 62. And then the Phoenix Coyotes right now, the eighth and final playoff spot with 60 points. Dallas right behind them with 58. Minnesota right behind them with 58. Calgary right behind them with 58. Colorado in 12th with 57. Obviously, those four teams just 2 or 3 points out of a playoff spot, still in the hunt. Then you go down to Anaheim with 50 points in 13th place. Again, they would have to gain 10 points and jump 5 teams, a very difficult thing to do in hockey, although I can't say they're out of it for sure. They've got a big hill to climb. Then Edmonton and Columbus way behind, below Anaheim. TV tonight, a lot on television. Again, the main attraction, Lakers at Knicks, 8 o'clock Eastern in the Garden on MSG and ESPN nationally on ESPN, 10:30 Eastern after that game. Oklahoma City goes to Utah to play the Jazz. That's a nice doubleheader. Again, the Lakers didn't even seem to be very familiar with Jeremy Lin, but I'm sure they'll look at tape of them between last night when they beat the Celtics and tonight when they play the Knicks. Also, if you get the YES Network, Nets at Pistons, 7:30 Eastern. College basketball, a couple of lesser games on ESPNU, 7 o'clock Eastern. Iona having a pretty good year at Loyola of Maryland. Green Bay at Wright State at 9 o'clock right after the first one, both on ESPNU, both times Eastern. The Pebble Beach Pro-Am Golf Tournament, Tiger playing with Tony Romo, as we discussed on the Golf Channel, starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. College hockey, if you're into that, we don't do a lot of college hockey, but there certainly are a couple of major programs. Boston College at Vermont, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports, which used to be Versus, of course. And after that, at 10 o'clock Eastern, Minnesota at Denver, also two very good college hockey powers. That's tonight, a doubleheader starting at 7:30 Eastern on the NBC Sports Channel, which, again, used to be Versus. So check your local listings for that. But that is a national 24-hour sports station now. So, again, a lot going on. But I think the highlight tonight is clearly Lakers at Knicks. We'll talk about that on Monday because that should be an exciting game. And Kobe in the Garden always tries to drop 40 or 50 on the Knicks, so we'll see what happens. Again, the Lakers coming off back-to-back games. They had played the Celtics last night, play the Knicks tonight. The Knicks were off yesterday after beating Washington on Wednesday. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.